Okay, today's shiur is Yerushalmi Peah Daf Yud Beis. Yud Beis, and again, this Masech LeShiur is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to all of you for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So let's get deep into Peah. We are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So we're speaking about the three different dayas. We had a three-way Machlokas Rishon Tanoim in the Mishnah in yesterday's shiur. We spoke about what happens if somebody leaves Peah in the middle. Not at the peah, not at the edge. So the time to come, we had a machlokas, whether there is a machlokas between the first two opinions in the Mishnah. The first opinion says you can leave peah in the middle. Reb Shimon arguing on that? The Radvaz thought not clear in the Rambam. Reb Shimon says, no, you have to leave at the end. All right, so the simple interpretation we mentioned that means is that maybe that's a din de rabbanan. The Ma'arav Folda says the peah is in the middle, but you should also leave at the end. And the Tosefta we saw yesterday quoted four different reasons, and the Rambam quoted all four reasons why one should leave peah at the end of edge of their field. Bittalaniyim and gezalaniyim and chshad and marasayin issues, as we mentioned yesterday. And then we said Rabbi Yehuda held that no, if you leave some at the edge, then what you did in the middle was peah. If you don't leave anything at the edge, then what you did in the middle is not peah, it's just hefker. It's not peah because you have to leave peah at the edge. And the rest of it is not peah unless you leave that at the edge. So now let's continue. Yud Aleph Amud Beis, according to the Ma'arav Folda, the following line is within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you have to leave one at the edge, or else what you did beforehand is not peah. Machlokes within Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'mechubar. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'telush. That one that you leave at the edge, does it have to be mechubar? Meaning, you have to leave it standing and still attached to the ground, mechubar? Or could you even, that's the first opinion, Reb Chiya, or could it even be betalush? After you cut it, you could say, oh, this is the peah. This is the peah afterwards, right? You look in the Pnei Moshe also. Adivrei Reb Yehuda Dimas Nisan Koi. This is going on Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah. De Ka'amar, Imshir Klachecha Tzomech Alom Mishim Peah. You have to leave one, then that makes it peah. Upligi Reb Chiya V'Reb Yasa Aliba De Reb Yochanan. Bipirusha De Milsa De Reb Yehuda. Or the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi make everything clear. Make everything tell us exactly what's going on according to their pshat. They might sometimes give opposite pshatim. But here, they both say that this is within Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, Ma, what exactly, according to the Pnei Moshe, so what did Rabbi Yasa mean when he said, even if you leave Betalush, or you could just say it's within Rabbi Yehuda, the Ma'arav Folda says. What does that mean? That you have to leave one extra at the edge. Miskavin liftara sadehu olo. What does that mean? Is this edge, the one on the edge, is this included in the 160th? Or is this in addition to the 160th? Right? We're saying that the whole thing is not peah. It's not like the Reb Shimon's opinion. Remember we said Reb Shimon's opinion yesterday? The middle is peah and the edge is peah. And the question was, you don't even have to include the middle in the 160th. It's just from the Mishuyar. You have to take 160th of what's left because the middle is already peah. It's a different question. According to Reb Yehuda, who says the edge, you have to take peah now or else the rest is not peah. So is this, within the 160th, like altogether is going to be 160th, or it's 160th, even in addition. Even if you're beyond the 160th, this has to be peah. If you don't take this, then nothing's peah. Right? That's the question. And the Gemara answers, Nishma min hada, the Amar Rabbi Yasa, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same Rabbi Yasa. Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Rabbi Yochanan, la'olam ha-mosef ha-holech. That's the language. La'olam hu-mosef ha-holech. So, la'olam, the Ma'arav Folda says, means, even betalush, anything, la'olam, anything could be, and mosif v'holech sounds like it's as much as you want. Mosif v'holech sounds like it's even more than 160th, meaning even if you already took off 160th from the middle of the field, still you take this off, and it could even be betalush, and it could still cover and be all called peah. Ma nan kayamin, what are we talking about? Imbe miskayim liftar asadeyu, if you're saying it, you have kavana to be poter sadeyu, which means, according to how we're explaining it, it's included in the 160th, kfar niftara. So then, what do you mean? You already took 160th from the middle. So what do you mean, mosif v'holech? Ela ki anan kayamin, b'she'ena miskayim liftar asadeyu, but it must be ena miskayim, which means beyond 160th, and that is the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Fine. If you look at the words that we just read, it's a little difficult to put this pshat into the words that we just read. That's how the Mefarshim may say it. Kavana liftar esadeh or not? What does that have to do with taking 1/60th or more than 1/60th? Okay, that's how we understood it. If you look, I saw one of the achronim in the back, though, the mashbiach. One of the achronim in the back say, no, maybe this is a separate question, milsa b'apei nafsha. It's a separate question, not dealing with the previous line. We have a number of examples like that in the Rishalmi. But if you look at the Mashbiach, he says, "Mamar azek kasha ma'od lahavin, ma raya hi mi Reb Yasa." What exactly is going on here? Vani hine ani chakarti im nidrash kavana lepeya. I have a question. Do you need kavana for peya? Tahinu sheyomar dafka hineni no sein peya lifter sadai. I hereby am leaving this peah to pater my field. Again, there's no tevel without the peah. But do you need kavana liftar, viaz niftar mi peah? O lo dilma, im nosin kishir, diafi lebo kavana. Or let's say you just left the edge of your field. You know, you didn't cut it. You got lazy. You yotze peah. If you left the edge, hainu, she pasak stam, velo s'amar, hineni nosin peah, liftar asadaizu. Gam kinu peo pater? That's my question. He says, "Va'achrei chakrizos." I learned Maseches Peah. I couldn't find anything explicit or beferish about this. Hineni omer she'achrei she'siim inyan shir peah kami he shoel. Maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is asking here. That's what the words sound like. Ma miskavein liftar esadehu olo. Did kavana liftar esadehu? Hainu imhu tzarek kavana liftar esadehu. Ain't no tzarek. Upashim Rabbi Yochanan, and the answer they brought was from Rabbi Yochanan. La olam hu mosif aholich. B'mana kayamin, if you're mekayim liftar sadeyu, if you're saying your kavana, you already were niftar. So how can it be mosif? Elana kayamin b'she'enu miskavein. And he says, the Gemara answers, you don't have to have kavana. Right? Mosif aholich v'chulu. And according to this would be an inyan chadash, not related to what was previously. According to that, it's a fascinating, very important couple of lines in this besechta, whether you need kavana for the payer or not. There is the Taurus Zeraim. Taurus Zeraim is Rav Parmanshik. He was a niftar at a very young age in Bnei Brak. He was the Talmud of the Brisker Rav. He has two. He has the Emek Bracha in Arachayim and the Torah Zeraim. Can't learn Zeraim Lumdis without the Torah Zeraim. So here in the Torah Zeraim, the last page in Peah, he quotes the Tosefta because there's no Mishnah about this. He quotes the Tosefta. Ve'ena Peah ache yafrishena balabayis l'shem Peah. The Tosefta says that it's not Peah unless you designated it. Yafrishena l'shem peah. And if you look in the Taras Kohanim, it's even more mefurish. Ein peah ad sheyikra l'shem. You need a kriya, like truma and miser. You need kriya shem. So he says, nistapakti, bahad ein peah sheyakri l'shem, that which the Medrash says. And he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam is not mefurish as much as the Medrash. The Rambam sounds like the Tosefta. Right? The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, the Rambam does say, Asr upon the Xer v'chulu, he says, "Im ani shara peya b'sof sadeo asr liga bo mishim gezel ad sheyivada lo shehu midas balabayis ve'ein la'aniim baklum ad sheyafrishena balabayis midaito." He's mafrishim midaito. Does that mean to create shame? Not mefurish. Yafrishena midaito. He has to know about it, right? If the balabayas just didn't get to it yet, but he didn't have kavana for peah yet, the ani can't take it yet, even though it's the 1/60th left at the edge. It has to be midaito. So the Torah Zeraim wonders, "Dadein peah sheyakri l'shem imu din kriya shem kmo trumus and maisrus? Is it a din of halacha kriya shem or no? It's not kriya shem. It's just in aziva." The ain peah sheikra l'shem hainu ratzel lomar sheyazov osal aniyim l'shem peah v'achalos peah nasas adei aziva la'aniyim. Right, it's just a davar d'memela. It's an aziva. We're going to have to talk about this by the Shem a lot in this besechta. How do you define conceptually the mitzvah of peah? Is it a giving? Is it an asina? Or is it an aziva? Right, you have to leave it. Leket and shechacha are for sure azivas. Because what's the whole point? Don't pick it up. Leave it. Trumas and Maaseres are definitely a hafrasha and a nesina. What about peah? Peah is somewhere in the middle. You have to leave it. The Rambam's lashon is if you dafka cut it, then you have to give it. But that's the question that he has, and he has nafkaminas. Is there a havamini to say a bracha on peah? Are you doing something or not? Can you make a shliach to be mafrish peah for you? Different nafkaminas, which hopefully we'll come back to. That's the last page in the Torah Zeraim, but that relates to this, the pshat of the mashbiach on this line. Do you have to have kavana, lift tarpe or not? According to his pshat of these two lines in the Yerushalmi, then this is relevant to that discussion. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet, we have the next Mishnah in the in Maseches Peah. Chalal Amar BePeah. This could have been the first Mishnah in Peah after Eilud Dvarim. This is the rule of Peah. What's Chayav in Peah? You need five things, five conditions. If you're missing any of these five conditions, then the item is not Chayav in Peah. Kol Shehu Ochel. Number one has to be edible. If something is not edible, then it's not Chayav in Peah. Right? Elsewhere, not here in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, they go through each one of these lines and says what's excluded. So the Yerushalmi does not, but the Mefarshim on the side, quote the Gemara. So Ochel has to be edible. Let's say you have thorns, branches, that's not, there's no Peah in that. V'nishmar, nishmar, it has to be guarded. What's that? La'afuke Hefker. Right? Hefker. Hefker is not Chayav in Peah. Hefker is not Chayav in Peah. The Ras Sirlio says this doesn't mean literally that it is Hefker, but it means the items that are usually left hefker. Meaning, they're usually not, the Rambam's Lashon is, that they're not so chashuv, so the Rabbanim weren't, or the Torah, wasn't mechayev peah on things that are not so chashuv. So nishmar doesn't mean, even if it's not hefker now, right, or it is hefker, that's not the issue. The issue is min hefker. That's what the Ras Sirlio says. If you look on the bottom, he says, "Vay nishmar de peah lav dehu gufe nishmar elo sheyehe min ha nishmar v'yavobi she'ein hu atzmo nishmar." Right, even if it itself, the ha hefker karmo. Right, what if you made hefker a vineyard? That's chayiv in peah, because vineyards and grapes are not things that people normally leave as hefker, and therefore it's about the min, it's about the type. Not about the specific item. So koshu ocha's got to be food. It's got to be edible. Vinishmar, it has to be the type that is not hefker. Let's just finish the five, and then if we have time, we'll go back to hefker discussions. The gidula minaris has to grow from the ground. What does that mean? That we know from Maseches Brachos also. Mushrooms are not considered growing from the ground. They grow from the air. That's why you say shahakol, even though they might be attached for Hilchas Kotzer purposes, but the nourishment of mushrooms, right? They just grow wherever these moisture. They don't need dirt. So that's not gidula min ha'aretz. Number three. Number four, lekitaso ka'achas. They have to be gathered as one. If you have a whole field, it has to be that there's one harvesting. Right, Rashi says, la'afuki te'enim, unlike excluding figs. Figs, you have a whole field of figs, and then this tree is ripe now, and this tree is ripe in 2 weeks, and this tree is ripe in a month. That it's impossible for the aniyim. Well, they're going to come back every week to figure out what's going on. No, peah only flies by, l'kitaso ka'achas, when the harvesting and ripening happens at once, in one stage. So that's number four. Umechanso l'kiyum. And you're able to gather their im, and they stay for a while. They don't get rotting right away. Machanso lekiyum, you can bring it in to be, to last for a while. The Mefarshim say this excludes vegetables. Right? This excludes vegetables. You can have an apple for a couple of days that stays out, but vegetables, yurakos, you know, it gets mushy and a little gross. So machanso lekiyum. So those are the five. All of those five, chayev bepeah. Those are all chayev in peah. The Rambam, interestingly, based on earlier sources, say, even if you could dry them, and in that way they'll be mechanso lekiyum, that also counts, right? Even if it's not going to be able to stay fresh, but if you dry them, the Rambam says, in the beginning of Perek Beis, when he quotes this whole halacha, the Rambam says, shumim v'apetzalim chayavim bepeah, onions and garlic, shaharei miyabshin osan, umachnisan oso lekiyum. You dry them. So what would we say today when we have a refrigerator? I don't know. Right? If we put things in the fridge, that could be machanso lekiyum even longer, even vegetables. So here the only reason the Rambam says that, right, that shumim mitzalim is because you can do something. So that's an external act. Is that more internal than being in the fridge? I don't know. Right? V'cheini mosha b'tzalim v'chulup. Interesting that it's even using some external stages. Those are the five that are required. And therefore, what's included? Tfuah v'kitnis b'chal zeh. Grains, tfuah, kitnis, all legumes, right? Things that grow from the ground that are not vegetables, that are not five grains. That's what we call kitnis. Beans and corn and rice maybe. All of those are called kitnios in this regard. Ubi ilan and amongst the trees. Trees have these, fulfill all these requirements. Which trees? We have a list of eight trees. Ha'og, v'acharuvin, carobs, egozim, hashkedim, shkediot, hagafanim, v'harimonim, hazesim, v'atmarim, pomegranates and olives and dates, chayavin bepeya. So te'enim are the only one on the, not on the list. Right, te'enim, which are excluded because they're not like kitaso ka'achas, those are all included. The Rambam says in Ilchas Matnas Aniyim, these are just examples. You could have trees out there that fulfill all these requirements. It's not that these eight aren't special and different. The Rambam says, the Rambam quotes these eight and it says, v'chein kol kayotze be'elu. The Rambam says, v'chein kayotze be'elu, any trees that are similar to this. So this is really a machlokes rishonim. There's a Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim who says, no, maybe these trees are different. Maybe these are special. There's something about these eight trees. There's a Ravid like that. Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim says, this is all true, but it's only Derabanan. Mida Oraisa. Tosfos in Pesachim. Mida Oraisa, only Dagon and Tirosh trees. Meaning Dagon, the five grains, and Tirosh, grapes. Tosfos. Nun Vav Amid Beis in Pesachim. Klal Amru Bepeya. The Mishnah is said mentioned there. This Mishnah is quoted there in the Bavli, and then the Nirul Rabbeinu Tam, Dimidaraisa, Lomachayev Pepeya, El Azayas, I'm sorry, also Zayas Olives, the Karam and Vines, Visade, Dechsivi Behedya Bikra, Sadcha, right, Karmacha, right, what's the pasuk we had already, right, Lo Siksar, right, don't cut your whole field. So what's Sadcha? Let's say, assume that's Tvua, right, that's usually a Sada. But, and then that's it, only olives and grapes. Viachrini Takanta Durabanan Inhu, the rest are Achai Midurabanan. Tree, all other trees. The Rambam says it's Dindaraisa. V'shein machnizu l'kiyam l'rasu l'sakein peya, and those that you can't, don't last, they don't want to be misakein, t'haino davar chashuv. Maybe that's what the Rabbeinu Tam must think, like, where are all these requirements from? They sound rabbinic. Machanzo l'kiyam l'kiyalat ka'achaz, these are daraisa requirements. Why would they be daraisa requirements? So that's why maybe Rabbi Notam assumes all of these requirements are drabanan. Mi daraisa is only what it says. They call the dummy lay. Avigav dechashiv ika bitulaniim v'shein l'kidasan keechad v'hefzid yosar ala revach. Right, the fact that they would have to come every day would cause them even more loss. And he quotes, I that it says in Torah's Kohanim, you might have thought to include even vegetables, kamash bala not, which sounds like everything besides vegetables are included. Asmachta ba'almahu. Says Tosfos, Nun Vav Mabezim Sachim, it's an asmachta, really midaraisa, only olives and grapes and tevua. That's Tosfos. The Rambam did not say that. So this kind of parallels, Shumas and Maisras. Right? We know there's a machlokas that comes up all over Shas. Rashi and Tosfos, both, all over Shas say, what's chayv in Shumas and Maisras midaraisa? Only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. That's it. Only grains and wine and oil. There's a machlokes, what about grapes and olives? Wine and oil, yes. What about grapes and olives? That too? The Ramban talks about that a la Torah. But that's Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas. Dog and Tirosh V'Yitzar. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam says, yes, everybody agrees that vegetables, Shumas and Maisos, are Durabanan. Because that's Mefurish in the Gemara. But what about apples and oranges? And peaches and plums? Truma daraisa, truma darabanan. The Rambam says truma daraisa. The Rambam says all fruit are truma daraisa. Right? And the Rashi and Tosfos say it's all, only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar are daraisa. Everything else is darabanan, like vegetables. I saw the Madani Aretz, or Shlomo Zalman, has the following question. We know this machlokas we've shown him. There's also a Ravid, a third shita. The Ravid. The Ravid is quoted in one or two places. I brought it today. I brought it from the Kus of Shem. The Ravid has a separate say for the Kus of Shem, where he has arguments with the Balamor. Right, the Ravid, Kus of Shem, he'll quote a Balamor, it says there, and then he'll argue on him. That's the whole sefer. He quotes Balamors and argues with them. So if you look in the third to last page, there's only one, there's two. There's two Kus of Shems on Maseches Chulin. So in the second one, the Ravid says, he quotes a Balamor, and he argues and he says, I have a middle shita. He says, I think Rashi and Tosfos are right. Trumas and Maestros are only Mechuyev from Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar. But I hold, if you choose to take Truma and Maestros from oranges and apples, you didn't have to. But if you did, it's called Truma Daraisa. Right? Even though there's no Chiyev Daraisa to take from those fruit, but if you do, it has the label of Truma Daraisa. Afim no marshein chayavim min haTorah im kara leim sheim yesh aleim kedushas truma min haTorah umidamaas kishal Torah creates meduma. That's the shita of the Ravid. That's the shita of the Ravid. So with all this background, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, would you say the same thing to Peya? That's his question. right? If I choose to give more than I have to by peya, right? Or, I'm sorry, not more than I have to. You're allowed to give more than you have to. We already saw that, and it's peya. What happens if I choose to give peya from items that are not chayiv in peya? Right? I choose to give from figs, right? Is that peya daraisa? Would the Ravid say that also here? Or would you say, this relates to the question that we were just dealing with, would you say, if there's a halachic kriyas shem, then you could say it's included. You call this truma, and you could call this truma. Peya is just an aziva. Peya, you just left, you leave it. So maybe you can't make something peya that's not peya, that's not in the world of peya. So that's the question of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Question of Rav Shlomo Zalman here in the Ma'adani Aretz. What would the Ravid say in this case about peya? Eichu adin b'dorim shepetur minapeyim hukara shem peya. Ihavi le peya daraisa upater. What's the nafkamina? If there's a patur trumas and maisers, right? Hefker is part of him. Peya is part of him. Trumas and maisers. Olo mishum diyesh lom the dafka b'truma to kadosh hu demahani mashen kein zeh shurak hefker laniyim. Fascinating question, but again, we have to know the background in order to appreciate that. Suffolk. Okay, so now we learned very important Mishnah. What is chayiv in peya, and what is not? Just one comment about charuvin, right? Charuvin, the caribs, right? The Gemara tells us elsewhere, that caribs take a long time to grow. Long time to grow. Once you, right, they're machniso lekiyum. Now we know, but they're a long time to grow. Where do we see this from? We know this from Choni Ma'agel. Right, in the Bavli, Tainus Chav Gimel. Remember the story? Chonei Ma'agel was mitztair al mikrazu. He was mitztair. He was upset. He couldn't understand the pshat of this pasuk. Hayinu kechomim. He says, could a person sleep for 70 years? Shiva Sion, it was 70 years, and it's going to be like a dream. Could you sleep for 70 years? So right before he fell asleep for 70 years, as we know, Chazal Kadosh Baruch Hu helped him out. But before that, he sees a old man. And he says, where is the line? His chazia lu gavra davinata charuva. A carib. Armale, hi, akamash nintoin. How long is it going to take to grow fruit on this tree? Armale, achivin shnin, 70 years. Armale, pshita lacha tachayashivin shnin. You think you're going to live 70 years? What are you planting the tree for? So one of my favorite lines in all of Shas. Armale, hi gavra alma charuva ashkachte. I was born into a world full of carob trees. Kihecha the shasli liya havasi. Shasla nani libray. My grandparents plant the carob trees for me. I'm planting for my grandchildren. An amazing line. And then he goes to sleep and he wakes up and he sees somebody eating fruit from the carob trees. Like, oh, are you that man? I'm his grandson. Oh, I must have slept for 70 years. Right? And that's you see from there that carobs take a long time to grow. Okay, that's about charuvin in our Mishnah. We continue. Klalam rebepeya v'chulu, ubi ilan v'chulu. What's the source for different actions that require peya? Uvekutzrachem, remember the pasuk. Uvekutzrachem is kzeratzachem, lo sachala pasadcha. That's quoted almost on every daf so far. Ainli alakotzer, I only know there's a chiyav peya if you harvest. Remember we said on daf aleph, the chiyav peya is when I cut the harvest, the first piece of my field. Right? When I start the chiyav of harvesting, that's when there's a chiyav. Right? Unlike chumas and maisos, where it's only when I make the pile. So uvekutzrachem, ainli alakotzer, tolish minayin. How do I know if I just rip out of the ground? Without, not with a tool for kotzer. Tamalomar, lixar. It also says lixar. Oker minayin. We change the gerusa. How do I know if I'm oker, which means not just harvesting with a kliya, not just ripping out with my hand, but oker is ripping out even the roots. How do you know even that act is chayiv, causes the whole field to be chayiv and peya? Tamalomar, kitzircha. Because it says, kitzircha. Ainli, elatfua. Kitnis minayin, I only know the tfuah, the grains. How do I know even kitnis? Tamalomar ba'artzachem, in your land. That includes ilanos minayin, trees. Tamalomar sadcha, even sadcha. If you look in the side in the gra, this is a brisa, and it's, we're missing the last two lines. The last two lines, quote, like why this is all here. The gra adds in. Imkein ma tamalomar kitsir. If everything's included anyway, why did it say kitsir? Ma kitsir, just like when you harvest. Usually it's miyuchad. Shehu ochel vin nishmar v'gidlu mina arez v'gazo ka'echad u'machlisa l'kiyim avko kayosibo. According to that Gersa of the Braisa, this is a drasha daraisa. That's where the sheetahs come from, against that Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, oh, all of these details are drabanan, and that's why only daraisa is only olives and Zesim and Tirosh and Tua. But according to this Girsa of the Gra, quoting the end of this Braisa, it's all Daraisa. Just like Katsir has these five requirements, just like Katsir, which is harvesting of the grain, has these five ingredients, so too, Peya is only Chayev whenever you have these five ingredients. Period. According to how we're going to learn the next couple of lines, it has nothing to do with Peya. What is this doing here? The word sadecha is used, and it's used differently. We just use the word sadecha to include trees in the chiyuv of Peya. Now we're going to get into kilayim. We're going to touch on kilayim now, even though by the time we have a whole masechta later on the horizon in Yerushalmi about kilayim. Let's continue. There are different types of kilayim, as we'll see. Let's just mention two types of kilayim. There's kilay begadim, which we're not getting into now, that shatnez. There's kilay behema, which is cross-breeding and cross-working animals. We're not going to talk about that either. We're going to talk about the other two. Kilay zraim and kilay hakerem. Kilay zraim and kilay hakerem. The kilayim of the vine. Kilayim of the vine is, if I plant a vine, not trees. Trees is not an issue. Right, a vine, there's kilayim with a vine, yurakos or tvua. That's the rule. Right, vegetables or grain. I'm not allowed to plant vegetables or grain in proximity with a vineyard. That's kilay hakerem. And kilay zraim is yurakos and tvua, like we just said. Yurakos and tvua, that's kilay zraim. But again, what about trees? Where's there a kilayim with trees? As we'll see, trees is only grafting. Grafting trees together, planting seeds together. There is no, trees are never included in kilayim if it's just planting things together. Trees have to be grafted. So with that background, let's see. Tani. The Braisa says, Zarin zra'im v'zerei ilan ka'achas. A person could take one vegetable seed or one tevua. Zra'im here means vegetables or grain. And you could take one seed of those and one seed of a tree and plant it together. That's not kilayim. Right, one seed of an apple tree and one seed of a cucumber, right? That is not a kilayim. Hazareya min hachartzanim lo karabam. But if you take a seed of tfua or yerek and plant them with chartzanim, that's grape seeds, that's an isidaraisa. Right, that's kilay hakerem. There is a machlokas elsewhere whether you actually need one seed of vegetables with the chartzanim. You might need, we paskin, that it has to be two. Two b'mapot, you have to plant all the seeds together. Maybe we'll talk about that if there's time. But that's what the Rambam says in the Shulchan Aruch. This is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simin about Yoredeya. Reish Tzadi Hei is Ilan, right? Reish Tzadi Vav is Kilay Akerem and Kilay Zraim, right? This is all quoted. So, you know what? Let's just read the Rambam, because that's what we've been doing. The Rambam says in Aleph Vav, let's just read Aleph Vav in Kilayim. The Rambam says, there is no Kilayim by trees. Asa Lizra, Mutter Lomar Lagai, where is it? Only harkava. So therefore, it says here, you could put a seed of a vegetable and a seed of a grain with a tree. That's not a problem. But with grapes, it's a problem. The pasuk says karmacha kilayim. It doesn't say karmacha lo sizra kilayim. It puts the word kerem next to the word kilayim. So we darshin ikar karmacha. Even the ikar of your kerem, meaning even a seed, Lotizra kilayim. The seed of a kerem, you shall not plant with kilayim. The Marafolda here explains that Malkus de Oraisa is only by seeds, because that's the Lashon used, Sizra. Planting by an already existing kilayim, is this a daraisa? But it's not, you're not going to get malchus, because what's mefurish is lo sizra, right? Karmacha, as the pasuk says here, lo sizra karmacha kilayim. Amar Reb Yudin Kaputkia, boy kumi Reb Yosi. I have a question. Taman Amrin, we said up above. We said by the seeds of trees. Amrin ein zarei ilan kriyim zrayim. We said that the seeds of trees are not called zrayim. Look at the Mara folder for a second. By kilay hakerem, zirei ilanos mutar lezra bekerem. You're allowed to plant a seed of a tree with a vine. Remember we said with a vine, what's kilayim? Kilay hakerem. Tvua and yurakos. That's the rule. Tvua and yurakos by kerem. An apple tree with a vine, that's not kilayim. That's, you're allowed to be zorea that. So what do you see from that halacha? The zera of an ilan is not called a zera, because it says you can't be zorea, kilayim bekerem. So that's not called a zera. But over here, in a totally different context, in the sugya of heksher lekabel tuma, the pasuk says in Parsha Shmini that if any seed gets wet, it then can become tame. It's huchsha lekabel tuma, and there it says zera zerua and includes trees. So you see, seeds of trees are called zera. V'cha at omar zera ilan keruyim zraim. So the word zera, when it says Torah, does it include trees or does it not include trees? By the halacha of kilay akarem, it does not include trees. By the halacha of heksha lekabel tuma, it does include trees. Answers the Gemara, well, it depends. Amar le, taman, in our case, by kilayim mi etakasiv. The Torah excludes. There's only one lashon of zera there. It says tizra. Shein derech b'nei adam lios koron osam zroyim. When the Torah wants to say, plant the tree, what does it say? It doesn't say tizra. It says tita. Tita is the lashon for planting a tree. Right, the Pnei Moshe. Ein derech b'nei adam lios koron osam zroyim. Ela netiyos koron osam. Delo matzina b'shum makom. Dekamar hazoreya ilan. It says noteya ilan. So when you're talking about planting, so then trees are excluded from the word zera. Bramhacha, but here by Heksha Lakabal Tuma, Reba Hakasuv, I'll call Zera Zerua Sher Yizareya. It says the word Zera three times in the Pasuk. So there's a ribuy that we can include even trees. So even trees, meaning things that grow on trees, fruits, are also subject to the halacha of Heksher Lakabel, Heksher Lakabal Tuma. And this is, again, crucial, but again, just to review some of the basics for 1 minute. Kilay HaKerem, the Shulchan Aruch says, there are 69 se'ifim in the siman about Kilay HaKerem in Yaradeya. Siman Reis Sadivav is all about Kilay HaKerem. But the first, Sif Beis, Ein Aser Mishim Kilay HaKerem, Ela Mine Tfua Umine Yirakos Bilvad. The ABCs. Kilay HaKerem is only planting one of the five grains with a vineyard or a vegetable with a vineyard. Aval Shar Minei Zroim, but other kitnios or other trees, Mutter Lazarim B'Kerem. Vein Sorach Lomar Shari Lanos. Right? That is not a problem. So it's vegetables, yurakos, and tfua with the kerem. That's what with the kerem. Kilay Zroim, that's different types of seeds. That's different types of vegetables, different types of grains within each other, but not trees. Trees are only when you graft two trees together. That's where trees come in. That's where there's an isser of kilay ilan. That's what the Rambam says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says as well. Again, all separate from kilay behema and kilay begadim. Okay, we'll stop here.